listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. The government has backed a wage increase for Australia's lowest paid workers. The Employment Minister has lodged Labor's submission as the Fair Work Commission continues its annual wage review. Tony Burke is refusing to say if the increase should be in line with inflation, but says wages cannot go backwards.
The concept that somehow it would be a driver of inflation is not true. Every bit of data that we've had so far has been the opposite of the dire predictions. And what we want to see as a government is we're looking forward to the point where people start to get in front again.
Another Aussie construction company has collapsed. Lloyd Group, which mainly builds schools and other government infrastructure, has folded, leaving 59 projects in limbo, while Porter Davis has also gone by the wayside, stopping work on 1,700 homes across Victoria and Queensland. History has been made in the US, where a grand jury has voted to indict former President Donald Trump. It could be the first time an ex-leader of the US has faced criminal charges. They relate to an alleged cover-up over hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. There are fears TikTok is failing to catch Russian propaganda accounts. Researchers finding dozens aren't being labelled as state-controlled media, despite it being company policy to do so. And singer John Farnham has been rushed to hospital with a respiratory infection. It comes after the 73-year-old had a 12-hour operation last August to remove a tumour after being diagnosed with mouth cancer.